from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Kyle Lowe struck out 8 in 8 innings last night as the Brewers beat the Braves in Atlanta 6-1. The veteran right-hander remains unbeaten in his last 9 starts and has still not lost since April 1st. He said it was nice to have an early lead.
You know, to get that big lead early, it changes, a little bit. And I'm still out there trying to pitch like it's a 0-0 ball game, trying to do my thing. But, you got a little bit of a room for error. And, it's something we haven't had too much lately.
Loesch was staked to that 4-0 lead on a Mark Reynolds grand slam in the first inning. Carlos Gomez went 3-for-5 in the game with a 2-run homer as well. The Brewers and Braves finish up their 4-game set tonight. Matt Garza going up against Aaron Harang, and you can hear the game right here, pregame show at 5:35. UW-Whitewater hopes to become the first NCAA school to win national championships in football, men's basketball, and baseball in the same academic year, and they could add softball to that list as well as the Warhawk women start competing today in the Division III national finals in Tyler, Texas. They open up the tournament against Rochester of New York. The baseball team begins play at the Division III World Series tomorrow when they face Southern Maine over at Fox City Stadium in Appleton. NHL playoffs last night, the LA Kings used a 5-goal third period to beat Chicago 6-2. That series tied 1-1. The Eastern Conference Finals resume tonight in New York, Montreal going up against the Rangers. And in the NBA, San Antonio rolled over Oklahoma City last night 112-77. Danny Green had 7 three-pointers for the Spurs. That's sports. I'm Tom King.